And it's time to talk sport now with ABC Sports presenter and our regular sports presenter, Andre Leslie. Andre Leslie. Hello, Andre. How are you?
Good morning, Fran.
Well, we had a dramatic end to the A-League season with Sydney FC winning their fourth championship.
Yeah, it was a big weekend in politics and a big weekend in sport. And this was the A-League Grand Final. I don't know whether you'd call it an upset. A-League Grand Finals can be pretty dramatic affairs at the best of times. Perth Glory was the in-form side this season, no doubt about that. But Sydney FC has a lot of experience at this level, and they sort of showed it last night. It was a very defensive sort of game, a lot of like a bit of a game of chess out there at a packed out Perth Stadium. That was something to see. Really big fan numbers, 56,000, over 56,000 at the Perth Stadium, which was an attendance record for the A-League Grand Final. So that's something good for the competition after a year of pretty low viewer numbers on TV. The main point really last night was this goal that didn't count in the first half. Michael Zullo was deemed offside for Sydney FC. The ball went in and VAR didn't overturn the decision. Sydney FC thought they'd been robbed. The game remained goalless throughout, and then the Sky Blues got the win in the penalties at the end of the game. So probably fair in the end, the result.
Okay. Well, the Prime Minister, he got the win on Saturday night, but he didn't get the win with his footy team on Sunday. He was there, as Matt told us earlier, cheering crowds. He was waving his shark scarf around, but couldn't get the win.
No, he couldn't. No, it was a loss for the Sharks, 24-14 versus Manly. They came back after an early deficit. They were down 18-4 at halftime, the Sharkies at Shark Park. It was a bit of a poor showing from the Prime Minister's side there. But at the other end of the scale, Manly is doing really well. I think surprising some. They've now drawn equal with fourth place Canberra. Dylan Walker was returning to action for Manly after his court trouble, and he scored a try. Bit of a renaissance, really, for the Seagulls under new old coach Des Hasler. Also on Sunday, the Knights thumped the Dragons 45-12. And main surprise from the weekend really was Broncos beating the Roosters on Friday night 15-10. It means the Rabbitohs now have the outright lead at the top of the table.
And Scott Morrison's team lost. So did his deputy's team lost. Josh Frydenberg, he's a big Carlton fan.
Yeah, GWS absolutely smashed Carlton yesterday. And I think it was a bit of an embarrassing scoreline, really, 138-45.
Ooh.
Jeremy Cameron didn't even score for GWS, and he normally does score big. So maybe they can consider themselves lucky. The Blues. They had an injury as well. Mark Murphy went off to get his ribs checked in hospital after a bump with Shane Mumford. So it really was a day to forget for Carlton. Geelong Cats here are still at the top of the table outright after defeating the Western Bulldogs 133-89, and the Swans just pipped North Melbourne.
They did. 5 points. Not that I got to find out that till very late on Saturday night. Another deadline looms in the Israel Folau matter today. I thought it was all over.
No. It's still got a lot to go, I think. He had his contract terminated on Friday, as we thought might happen. That was the result of the first code of conduct hearing. He now has 72 hours to launch an appeal to trigger a second hearing, and that sort of comes to a close today around midday. So we'll see whether he decides to have that second hearing. Maybe he'll go straight to the courts, or maybe he'll do nothing. We don't really know. He said on Friday in a statement he was considering his options and that he's deeply saddened. Meanwhile, Tolu Latu has returned from Wallabies training camp in Brisbane. This is due to an off-field incident reported by the Daily Telegraph. The hooker will meet Rugby Australia's integrity unit and New South Wales Rugby CEO today in Sydney. So that doesn't sound so good.
Okay. And in golf, it looks like we have a winner at the PGA Championship and an 8 Tiger.
Well, it's not going to be Tiger. No, right now at 7:30 a.m. Eastern, Brooks Koepka is in the lead with what looks like an unassailable lead, touch wood. He has a 4-shot lead now with 6 holes to play. He's defending his title well ahead of Dustin Johnson, and he's been the player in charge all week. So we'll see whether he gets it. Adam Scott looks like he may get a top 10 finish as well.
Andre, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Andre Leslie, you're listening to RN Breakfast. It's 25 to 8.